This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says gatherings of 250 or more are banned unless organizers can ensure a safe distance among participants. The governor also wants more healthcare professionals licensed and ready should they be needed. Polis says the response to the coronavirus may seem surreal, but that everyone needs to do their part to slow its spread.
This is how we're going to weather the storm, protect our most vulnerable, and prevent a catastrophic overload of the healthcare system and prevent deaths.
Polis says COVID-19 presumptive positive cases grew to 72 overnight, up from 49 yesterday. At least four cases are evidence of community spread in the Denver area. A worker at CU Boulder has tested presumptive positive. CPR's Grace Hood reports on-campus classes are canceled today.
This is the first confirmed case with a direct impact on Boulder County. Local health officials are working to find out how many people the CU Boulder employee came in contact with and where. They say they'll use tests and impose quarantines as needed. But health officials added that the limited amount of testing kits in the U.S. does now pose a challenge. CU already planned to move most coursework online starting Monday. Boulder County has closed all public schools through March 27th. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
For the latest closings information, go to cpr.org. 48 degrees, skies are mostly cloudy in Grand Junction, 43 partly cloudy for Denver. This is CPR News.